Hey everyone, it's Sebastian. It's been a while since I posted because I've been preparing to do the Sydney Abundance and Prosperity Training, and now I'm here in Sydney. Just completed the Abundance Training. Today is Monday, 8:47 a.m. in Sydney, which is about 3 or 4 o'clock your time in the U.S. And I just had a thought I wanted to share with you guys. It just amazes me every time I do this work that for people to get their gift, they have to go through the most extreme pain. And the way the Abundance Training is designed, it's all based on integrity. Not only honoring your word, and we can't honor your word, you renegotiate your word and you suffer consequences of breaking your word. So that's kind of fundamental. I think the greatest part that we have created in this training is for them to hear their voice and honor their voice. I believe fundamentally all of us have a spiritual connection to God, and it just manifests in different forms, different religions, different conversations. We call it intuition. We call it our gut feeling. We call it the Holy Spirit in us. We call it all kinds of different labels. But overall, when you can hear your own voice that's there to support you and connect you to the universe and to others, the voice that will not hurt you or others, that voice, magic happens. I'm just amazed how we have to go through the pain of stripping away, chipping away, tearing off things that cover up our voice, and we can't hear our voice and get connected to our voice. And we have to go through the pain and the journey of doing the work of removing whatever is in the way for us to hear our voice before we could get our gift. So I got to see 33 people this weekend who did the work, stripped away all the things, the history, the pain, the stories, all the bullshit that has been holding them back to living a life and life to the fullest. And it just amazes me. I don't want it that way. I'd rather people just be able to live a full and abundant life by just choosing and not having to go through so much pain. And the first 2 days is all about integrity and showing them where they're out of integrity and letting the pain and the process of removing the pain be the work. And after that, to see them free and living and having dreams and hopes and repairing their marriages and relationships, it's just amazing. I mean, it's transformational. It's nothing short of transformation. It's not change. It's beyond change. It's transformation. And it's just maybe it's the Father in me. Maybe I don't like pain in myself. But I know they have to go through the first 2 days of pain to get their gift on the third and fourth day. And I still am amazed after all these years of doing this work, how much pain they go through is the gift to get on the other side. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today as I'm sitting in the afterglow of such an amazing weekend. I'll just give you one or two stories here of the results. A woman came in and she's a well-known woman within the community, very public figure, and no one knows it but her. And she shares that her husband is beating her. And she just defeated like every broken, beaten woman. And through going through the pain and stepping into the light and sharing her pain, she comes out a powerful woman who's committed for her marriage. Not blaming her husband, but owning her contribution to the issue. My jaw's still dropped. I can't just wrap my head around how powerful she is and that she's not quitting on her marriage and not blaming her husband. Shazam. I mean, just, and just happened to be another woman who already dealt her husband divorce paper. She really served him the divorce paper. And through this transformation, going through the pain, she realized, and because he had an affair, by the way, and she realized her contribution Because the question was, what's your contribution to the fair? It's not blaming you, but what's your contribution? Because when you have a contribution to the issue, you have a contribution to the solution. And through that question and the process, she came back out. Not only did she commit, see, we don't care about the words you say, we want to see the results, the evidence. On the third night of the training, she told her husband, they're going to make love. And his jaw dropped. He goes, what? I mean, she initiated it. She said, you know, she could forgive him all the past stories. She's committed to their marriage. And we are all falling on the floor dying because we can't believe this woman who days before hated him, wanted him to die because he had an affair on her. And she ends up forgiving him and initiating sex. She didn't even want to touch him. She said she didn't want him to touch her skin. It was powerful. I mean, there's a million stories. But just those two were just on top of my head this morning because I saw the pain they went through to do the work and the results they got at the end. Oh, my friends, I could probably spend hours telling you one story after another. But what I would want you to take away from this is if you want something, are you willing to do the work? You'll have to go through the pain. It's like going through the birth canal. You can stay in the stomach, but there's a point in time where you have to come out or it's unhealthy. But the process coming out is so painful, just for a brief moment. But what's on the other side, the new life, is so worth it. So I'm curious, what do you want that you're willing to do the work to have? Is it a spiritual connection with God? Is it your purpose in life? How about self-love and self-care? Do you love yourself? Do you take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? How about a new relationship or mending and repairing an old relationship? How are your relationships in your life? How's your finances? I'm not saying are you rich and wealthy. I'm saying are your finances under control or do they control you? Are you working in a career that you love or are you a slave to? I'm curious. Let me know. I'll be posting you more because I'm leaving tomorrow to Bangkok to spend a week with Donna for our 22nd anniversary and taking a break. Then I'll come back here to Sydney and facilitate the prosperity training. You guys have a great day. Miss everyone. Talk to you soon.